Independent Radio News at 10:03.
Listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival for best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. It's a long time since we had a look at the vintage jazz and popular music that you can buy on LP, so how about doing that tonight? I've got some new, or at least still available records here, so without more ado, as they say, here's the first one. Right back to the beginning of jazz with Eddie Edwards and his original Dixieland jazz band. No, not the 1917 original Dixieland, but the 1946 recreation with Tony Sbarbaro on drums, as in 1917, but with Wild Bill Davison on trumpet and Brad Gowans on clarinet. The grand old lazy daddy of the Dixieland trombonist gets going again with his famous solo in Skeleton Jangle. Eddie Edwards playing again the best-known theme of Liszt's Second Hungarian Rhapsody under the name of Skeleton Jangle on London HMC 5014. That's London HMC 5014. This is one of 12 tracks of mostly revamped ODJB numbers, all with Eddie Edwards and Tony Sbarbaro, some with Wild Bill Davison doing Nick LaRocca's cornet part, some with Max Kaminski, all with Brad Gowans playing Larry Shields' clarinet part. Not bad at all. The same label has just produced this one featuring the De Paris brothers, Sidney on trumpet and Wilbur on trombone, with Edmund Hall on clarinet, in four sides made in 1944. Here's one of them, Black and Blue. ¶¶ The Paris Brothers Orchestra, only six men, black and blue, on London HMC 5015. London HMC 5015. On the same record, on the other side, there's more of Wild Bill Davidson with Wilbur de Paris on trombone, and look at this, Sidney Bechet on soprano or clarinet, Ralph Sutton on piano, and George Wetling on drums. How about that? They do five numbers. One of them issued here for the first time ever, originally made in 1950. How about this one, at a Georgia camp meeting?
Thank you.
at a Georgia camp meeting by Sidney Bechet's New Orleans Feet Warmers on London HMC 5015. London HMC 5015. The track that wasn't issued on 78 is called I'll Take That New Orleans Music, and here it is, with trombonist and composer Wilbur de Paris singing it.
That jazzy jazzy music. Now there are other kinds and you can take your pick, but when I hear old Basin Street, that's the lick. I can't get rid of that feeling. I mean the one that comes stealing. Now I find my mind is in a whirl. I tell you that music is out of this world. That new Orleans music.
Sidney Bechet with Wilbur de Paris and their buddies, I'll Take That New Orleans Music. So will I. Especially, and even when it's recorded acoustically back in 1923, as when King Oliver's jazz band with Louis Armstrong recorded New Orleans Stomp.
Thank you.
King Oliver's Jazz Band in 1923, New Orleans Stomp. That's the title of the LP, which is on VJM VLP 35. VJM VLP 35. Though it's not a new issue, it's still available. It's also got Joe Manone's Harmony Kings and Johnny Miller's New Orleans Frolickers and sides by Piron's New Orleans Jazz Orchestra for good measure. And here's another VJM issue, some of Fletcher Henderson's finest records with Louis Armstrong again, 2 years after he made that one with Joe Oliver. Well, you know my liking for Elmer Schoebel's numbers. Well, here's Fletcher Henderson's 1925 record of Schoebel's brilliant composition, TNT. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with Louis Armstrong and Joe Smith on trumpets, Charlie Green on trombone, Buster Bailey and Coleman Hawkins on clarinets and saxes. 16 great tracks on VJM VLP 36. VLP 36. Coming forward to the present day without losing touch with the best of the past, may I play you now one track from a new LP on a new label, Gold Star. This one is by Earl Hines, Louis Armstrong's old-time piano partner, recording in 1974 in New Orleans itself. But instead of showing you what these chaps do with standard New Orleans numbers, let's see what happens to Moonglow, shall we?
Thank you.
Yes, Earl Hines and a New Orleans band recording Moonglow there last year. Now issued on Gold Star 1500032. It's a long number. Gold Star 1500032. And we'll have some more new records after the break.
Everyone knows Tintorn Cord. It's the great hard-wearing, go-anywhere British carpet. Well, Sapphire Warehouse are clearing enormous stocks of Tintorn at this moment. This is a heavy-duty Tintorn Cord in 27-inch, 6, 9 and 12-foot widths at the special clearance price of £1.99 per square yard plus VAT. Choose from five colours and save, save, save on Tintorn Cord at Sapphire Warehouse in Ealing Broadway, right by the Town Hall.
No one fell as heavily or with such a tragic lack of grace as Richard Milhouse Nixon. Now the 20th century's most amazing story of political corruption and criminality is told by the most powerful storyteller of them all, Theodore White. Starting on Monday, The Guardian serializes his new book, Breach of Faith, a chronicle of the unmaking of the president. Don't miss Monday's Guardian. It's
expletive deleted.
Good reading.
Keep in tune with all that's good on 194.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Now, I'd like to play you two very different tracks from an LP called Sunshine Special. It's on VJM VLP 39, VLP 39. The first is Melody March Call by Earl MacDonald's Louisville Jug Band, recorded in Atlanta in 1927. MacDonald was one of the jug men in the Dixieland Jug Blowers, and the alto sax you hear is Lucian Brown's. Unsophisticated, uninhibited, jolly jug jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Melody March Call by Earl MacDonald's Louisville Jug Band. On the other side of this is a mixed bunch of sides made between 1927 and 1929 by such bands as the Chickasaw Stompers, who later became the basis of the original Jimmy Lunsford Band, French's String Band, not all strings though, and this beautiful cornet blues by Leroy's Dallas Band, Leroy Williams being the cornet man. What a technician. It's called Going Away Blues. Going Away Blues by Leroy Williams' Dallas Band, one of 16 great tracks on VJM VLP 39. VJM VLP 39. Something a lot nearer home now, in fact recorded in London or in Hayes by Bert Furman, one of Britain's greatest band leaders of all time. World Records have just issued a double album of 32 of his best numbers, and I'm going to pick two of them. I've often played records of the Rhythmic Eight to you because they seem to me to be so very good as top quality examples of Anglo-American cooperation. Here, with Sylvester Ahola on trumpet and Danny Polo on clarinet, is Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Thank you. Tiptoe Through the Tulips by the impeccable Rhythmic Eight on World Records SHB 30, SHB 30. The same set includes numbers by the Devonshire Restaurant Dance Band, the Carlton Hotel Dance Orchestra, and the Arcadians Dance Orchestra, all directed by Bert Furman or his brother John, and all superb. Here's one by the Carlton Hotel Band with Joe Branley on guitar, Harry Robbins on drums and xylophone, made in 1926 under Bert Furman's leadership, 5'2", Eyes of Blue. How that great old number should sound. 5'2", Eyes of Blue by Bert Furman and the Carlton Hotel Orchestra on World Records SHB 30, SHB 30. Those enterprising people of Vintage Jazz Music Records have just issued another Roy Fox original set on their Halcyon label. So let's jump from London of the 20s to London of the 30s, 1938, and hear how the great Roy Fox Band played one of the last numbers ever written by George Gershwin, and one of the loveliest, Love Walked In.
The past, Was oh, can I had found my future at last. One look and I had found the world completely new when love walked in with you.
One of 21 tracks on one LP by Roy Fox and his band. Not one ever issued anywhere, ever before. It's on Halcyon, HAL9, and it's a must. Here's another one on World Records, showing the very successful collaboration between one of Britain's top arrangers, composers and bandleaders, Ray Noble, and one of Britain's most popular stage personalities of the interwar years, Jack Buchanan. It's one of a set of some of his best numbers, a song he wrote himself and which he sang in a film called Man of Mayfair in 1931. It's called Alone with My Dreams. It has some fine hot trumpet work by Max Goldberg.
Folks may think I seem a sort of idle dreamer, yearning for the things I never get. For there's no denying, dreams aren't satisfying. I've had nothing that I've wanted yet. I live alone with my dreams, planning wonderful schemes for two.
Jack Buchanan singing his own number, Alone With My Dreams, on World Records SH-283. World Records SH-283. The set has lots of other good numbers by Britain's greatest dancing comedian, Jack Buchanan, and Her Mother Came Too, Goodnight Vienna, Yes, Mr. Brown, also effortlessly done. Think of dancers and light comedians who also sang romantic numbers as Jack Buchanan did, and you think of Fred Astaire, don't you? Well, here's one from the soundtrack of his second film with Ginger Rogers, The Gay Divorcee, in 1934. The artists here, though, are neither Fred nor Ginger, but a man named Edward Everett Horton and a girl named Betty Grable, neither of whom did any commercial records. Well, Betty Grable did one under some other name, I believe, once, but both of them have gone now, alas, but on EMI EMTC 101, we can remember their artistry in their absurd number, Let's Knock Knees.
So let's do things grim.
I'll teach you a few things.
You talking to me?
Now who said just what you said? For I know, dear.
Oh, no, I've been reading.
I'm not bashful. I'm bashful and bashful.
I'm beginning to sense that. Yeah.
When you're near, I feel so. Let's play housey. Oh, you make me feel so Mickey Mousey.
Well-known lawyer at a place like this.
You're sweet and so agreeable, and I feel so gosh-o-teeable. Do warm me or I'll freeze and let's knock-knees. You are so villain-cooable, and I'm so I-love-you-able. Come cuddle closer, please, and let's knock-knees.
It's a sort of a game?
They say vacay while the sun shines.
Agricultural.
So let's, oh, let's make hay, hay, hay while the moon shines. My heart's so tick-tock-tickable. Your lips are so lipstickable. You know your ABC, so let's knock-knees.
Okay. Never mind. It's so incomprehensible. It doesn't seem quite sensible. And yet I like it. Please, let's not please. It's almost hoi-polloiable. And yet it's quite enjoyable. Ooh, I'm full of rhapsody. Too many people here. Ripping, skipping, lightly bounding.
Stop it. Knock it.
Really? This is most astounding.
It makes one feel so thrillable.
Well, we've exhausted every syllable.
I crave frivolity.
And that one, let's hold.
Let's Knock Knees by Edward Everett Horton and Betty Grable from The Grey Divorcee. Great innocent fun. No message, no undertone of political awareness or any rubbish like that. Just good entertainment, don't you think? On EMI EMTC 101. Now here's a record by an entertainer who was versatility itself. A man with a fine singing voice, a great sense of fun, perfect diction and pitch, Irving Kaufman. Hero of thousands of records between 1913 and 1948. Last year, at the age of 84, he recorded again, like this.
So I'm coming back to the days of when I first introduced Peg of My Heart. I was in the publisher's office of the Leo Feist Music one day, in one of the rooms, running over the numbers that I was going to sing that night, and I happened to notice on a shelf big bundles of music, and one of the bundles said, Peg of My Heart. I knew there was a show on Broadway called Peg of My Heart, which was being played by Laurette Taylor. So I said to Jack Logo, my piano player, I wonder what kind of a song that Peg of My Heart is. He said, well, open up the bundle, let's try it out. So we tried it out, and as I started to sing it, the manager of the Leo Feist Music Company came in and said, we're not advertising that song. I said, but Phil, this is a great song. He said, oh, he said, don't bother with that song. That night, after I got to singing all the way up 3rd Avenue from 14th to 125th Street, I finally wound up at the College Inn on 125th Street, which was the last stop on our tour after singing so many songs before. And the audience wouldn't let me off the floor when I said, ladies and gentlemen, I have a brand new song, never been sung before, and I don't really know it, but I can sing it off the copy, and my piano player has a copy, and I sang Peg of My Heart. I was the first one to sing and introduce Peg of My Heart, and they wouldn't let me off the floor. They wanted the kid to sing, keep on singing Peg of My Heart.
If it lingers too long, and roses I've plucked.
84-year-old Irving Kaufman, sounding more like 44, a truly remarkable entertainer. To end with, let him offer us a sort of optimism that helped us through the depression of the early 30s in his original record made when he was 41 in 1931. Now's the time to fall in love.
Now two can live as cheap as one, that used to be a fake, but it's true now, I'm telling you now. And if you think it can't be done, you're making a mistake, Mr. Gloomy. Oh, listen to me. Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper, now's the time to fall in love. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave their price a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like the queen on what you're making. Cause this and that's a lot cheaper, and a flat's a lot cheaper. So now's the time to fall in love. Bolognese are cheaper, Camonis are cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. Bananas are bargains, pianos are bargains. You should take advantage of. You can pay a little, owe a little, and maybe you can even start to think about a baby. You'll find that bibs are much cheaper and cribs are much cheaper. So now's the time to fall in love. If you can't afford a flat, then do like Yuba. Why, he's the guy in Cuba who lives in a tuba. To make your money get full worth, just outfit at Woolworth, cause now's the time to fall in love. Say, chestnuts are larger, and grape nuts are sweeter. Now's the time to fall in love. And look at the prunes, they've got more wrinkles. Stars have got more twinkles, inviting you to turtledove. So grab yourself a little partner and be cheerful. Maybe soon you'll have a cheerful little earful. When it keeps you up nights, sir, you say that I was right, sir. Cause now's the time to fall in love. And a doctor is cheaper, and a surgeon is cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. And they're treating the nation to cheap operations. You should take advantage of. For the rates they used to charge.